Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And welcome back into our special Christmas edition of the Outdoor Show, right here from St. Hubert's Cathedral. Thanks for joining us, and thanks more for texting us. If you'd like to shoot us a text, we've got a few things we'd like to ask you. Number one, do you prefer deer hunt morning or afternoons or evenings? 504-260-1870. Also, do you have a traditional trip you make during the holidays? And what about a traditional meal? Maybe sharing in the bounty of something you harvested during the year. 504-260-1870. If you just want to wish our listeners a Merry Christmas, we certainly welcome that. Or anything else you might want to mention, maybe your reports of your latest trip. I did get a text in. My friend Pal Al, who is also in the radio business, he has a Christmas Eve lamb. It's a kind of a tradition. I'm not into the lamb, but I know a lot of people celebrate and have special dishes like that during the holidays, and he enjoys a leg of lamb on Christmas Eve. All right, Bad Boys of the Outdoors, we got one coming up. We're not going to do the baddest of the bad this week. We normally do it the last show of the year, but being Christmas, we didn't want too much bad news, so we'll save that, and we'll let you recap those and cast your vote on the New Year edition of the show, and we'll select the baddest of the bad. This week we got a guy who he went through a lot of trouble to get here and get into trouble. We'll tell you his story. Also, if you woke up and you got a brand new fishing rod, or if you didn't and you still want to go fishing today, let me suggest to participate in the Get Out and Fish Community Fishing Program. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries stocks their designated ponds with ready-to-go, ready-to-cook adult-sized channel catfish. And also they'll be stocking it with rainbow trout in the coming months. And to add a little bit of excitement, what they did this year was they instituted a tag catfish derby at all of their Get Out and Fish ponds. It started last Saturday, and today, December 25th, Christmas Day, is the last day. So if you take your gear out to one of those ponds and you catch and report a tag channel catfish, you receive a special fishing prize package from the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Every one of their ponds have 10 of those tag channel catfish in it, and they're also with the other stock catfish. So even if you don't catch the tag special one for the prize, if you catch them and they're pretty easy to catch, you'll have a great meal and some fun doing it with the family. Some really good weather today to get out and do it. If you want to find out more about it, go on the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website and find Get Out and Fish Community Fishing Program. Click it on. It gives you a listing of all the different locations and also the rules, and maybe even give you a few tips on catching some of those catfish. I tell you, that's one of the most underappreciated species I think there are. Catfish are easy to catch. They're plentiful. Almost every freshwater body has got them, and they're pretty tasty when you cook them up, and especially I like them fried real thin. All right, let me remind you during the Christmas season, too, there's a program called Hunt for the Hungry, and they accept donations. They work with game processors all across the state, and if you donate wild game, most any type they will take. Deer is probably the most common, and when you bring it to one of the processors will take care of it and make sure it gets served to the needy during this time with some very tasty, valuable protein. Believe me, I've participated in some of those kitchens and actually helped serve and also helped collect some of it, and it's very rewarding when you see the smiles on those folks' faces and how appreciative they are. If you want more information on where those places are located, go to Hunt for the Hungry Facebook page. They've also got a website. And Julie Grunwald's the director. She does a great job. Will Clark, the ex-Hall of Fame baseball, Major League Baseball players on the board, a lot of other folks too, notable people, and they participate in it. It's called Hunt for the Hungry, and you can help feed the misfortunate. And, you know, a lot of people pass up does, you know. They just go out hunting, and they're trophy hunters, or they're looking for a certain size deer, and they pass up a lot of deer just because their freezers are full. Well, don't do that. Pass it up. And don't pass it up. Take the deer and find one of these locations and bring it. It'll be, believe me, it will be put to very good use. All right, we come back from this. More fishing reports, more text messages, that stuff you and I love to talk about, even on a Christmas morning. Merry Christmas from the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is brought to you by CETO, $179 a year. That's a membership, and it'll get you unlimited fuel drop-offs, jump starts for electrical problem. They'll tow you in from wherever it is to get back to wherever you're going, and they do it safely. CETO, it's like a AAA policy on the water, giving you peace of mind for you and your loved ones, and it's just one phone call away. That's all it takes. Captain Chris will sign you up. 504-301-4545, just a click to CETO.com. All right, we got Captain Mike joining us now. Captain Mike, how's it going on this Christmas morning for you? Any shiny new toys under the tree?
Well, you know, socks and slippers, things old people get for Christmas.
But useful.
Oh, yeah, very useful when I'm slowly moving around the household before I, you know, warm up and get moving up to speed. But yeah, it's been a very good Christmas. We had a Christmas party last night at home with a bunch of family. So, you know, it's great to get together with everybody and see the youngsters that are in the family as well, bright up. You know, they get all bright and happy when they open their gifts. So we definitely participating in the season of Christmas.
I know you make an annual traditional deer hunt over in Mississippi. How did it go this year?
Well, I did go earlier this year than I normally go. We had that front that came through earlier in the week, and I took the opportunity. They were hunting and invited me. So I took the opportunity to run up there and hunt. I did not see a deer at all. I helped pull one out of the woods that someone else harvested, a nice big doe, about 130 pounds, a really nice doe. And I saw some turkeys. I took a video of the turkeys and sent them to you because I knew you'd get a kick out of that. But I saw those turkeys 2 days in a row.
Yeah, those were some nice, big, mature toms, too, man. They need some attention come spring, that's for sure.
I don't know what kind of sounds I make, but they seem to like it. Came right by me 2 days.
Well, sorry you didn't get it, but it's not over yet. You know, you still might have a chance. Well, tell me, this is some unusually warm weather we're going to get experiencing here in the wintertime. Is this going to be confusing to the fish or just confusing for the fishermen to find them?
No, I think the fish will be where they have been for the last month. They may be in shallower water, but they'll certainly be very close to deeper water. The Mr. Go and the intercoastal waterways and all of those deeper passes that lead into Lake Bourne have had fish in them. Wrigley's Pass, Unknown Pass, Lake Catherine Pass, just all those deeper passes. You know, you find areas where there's shells on the bottom. The falling tide has been more productive than the rising tide. The warm weather has allowed the marinas to continue to provide us with live shrimp, and that's worked very well for us. So it's really a hunt and peck. When you find that bite, you generally can stick it out and, you know, put a decent amount of fish together. Sometimes one thing I have noticed, you know, throughout the morning and obviously guiding and out there every day, you kind of know exactly where you need to go. But you may stop at a spot and catch, say, 8 trout. That was my pattern not long ago. We caught the first 8, and we were able to keep 1. And I moved a quarter mile down the bayou to another area where there's good hard bottom and shells, and our ratio turned more to 50-50, catch 4 and keep 2. So we ended up sitting right there and just grinding it out. And, you know, not long before lunchtime, we ran out of shrimp, and I think we were 6 fish shy of a limit, the crew that I had on the boat. We had some sheephead mixed in and a bass or two, a couple of freshwater catfish that'll get in there along with those speckled trout, even a few white trout. So it's been a mix, but it's also been a good mix, not having to travel very far from the lodge. Good weather. It's been relatively calm. It's been a good fall. Made way more trips this fall than last fall. You know, last year we had all those hurricanes pointed at us in October. A lot of cancellations. But this year, very few cancellations from good weather. So it's been a good fall. And, you know, you think catching a lot of small fish, the 8-inch to 10-inch and the 11 3/4-inch fish that aggravate you while you're fishing. But those are all positive signs for the spring. So when we're able to get back out and the weather starts to warm up, the photo period starts to lengthen, all of those small ones will now be keepers, and we'll have a good spring.
Yep, sounds good. When's your next trip, tomorrow or Monday?
Oh, no, I won't be fishing till next year, taking some time off.
Oh, a long extended holiday.
Yeah, yep. Well, I'm used to the weather being bad this time of year, and it just happens that this year is not. Now, I've booked some trips with some of the captains that work for me, but myself personally, I'm not going to fish until next year.
Got it. Mike, last question. When you are deer hunting, you being a morning guy for most of your life, do you prefer morning hunting for deer or evening hunting?
That's a heck of a question. I would say the biggest deer I ever shot came in the morning, and you gave me some great advice on that particular deer. It was a full moon, and you said stay a little later than normal. And I think I shot that deer about 10 minutes to 10 in the morning. And that's the biggest buck I've ever shot. Normally, we come out the woods at 9. So you helped me out on that one. And my biggest, like I said, my biggest deer came in the morning.
Very good. All right, Michael, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you on New Year's Day next week.
Sounds good, Don. Merry Christmas to you, your family, and the whole Outdoors with Don Dubuque family that's listening.
Oh, and that's right. I'll see you on the quail field, right? Yeah, that's right. We got a quail hunt coming up.
Yep, coming up, we're going to do some quail hunting.
All right, bring your hunter orange.
Sounds good. I'll do it.
All right, dog's ready for you. Thanks for calling in, Mike. We always appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. We'll see you soon.
All righty, that's Captain Mike Gallo, my Born on the Bayou guy. All right, coming up next, Paddler's Report. Did you get a brand-new kayak? Did you get some kind of new gear? I think Brendan Bayard, somebody in the family got something new. Where to try it out? Well, he's got a suggestion for that, too. It's our Christmas edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, Homa, that's pretty impressive stats. I'll get to that. And also, Big Mike. I got to remember that one, Big Mike, and Bayou Liberty. Good move. But first, it's time for our Paddler's Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. It's a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find them in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Mid-City, and also Covington. They've got the best kayak fishing models. Brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft, and you'll see what they've got on the website for products and services and those demo days. It's at MasseyOutfitters.com. Or you can check them out on Facebook. Brendan Bayard joins us. And, Brendan, Merry Christmas to you. And thanks for joining us on a Christmas morning. What's going on in the world of paddling?
Oh, Merry Christmas, Don. It's a wonderful time to be out fishing right now. We got this crazy warm winter. The fish are cooperating nicely. You can just go on down to any one of your favorite little flats that have mixed shell bottom on the bottom, and you can catch probably as many trout as you want right now, as long as the wind is cooperating and you're not carried away by any bugs or anything. If it's not windy, it's a great time to be out there. Lots of great reports, trout coming on top water, popping corks, you name it. The marinas have live shrimp if you want to bring the kids. It's a great time to get out there. Some big trout being caught as well.
Yeah, like the song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Brendan, Minimalist Challenge is coming up, and everybody loves that one. Explain how that works, and when might that be available for sign-up?
So the sign-up is available now on the Bayou Coast website. That's bckfc.org. We have a date of January 22nd, and it's going to be a little bit different this year. It's going to be over in St. Bernard Parish. We have a longtime home of the Leeville launch as our minimalist challenge area, but as you know, with the storm, it got damaged, so we're letting that get rebuilt before we go back there. it's a really big draw of participants. So we have to split it up, and we're going to have four different launches available for people to use in St. Bernard. We're going to have Sweetwater, Pips, Campos, and Breton Sound. So we're going to split up the people a little bit, do it a little bit different this year, but it's going to have the same concept. Everybody's going to get their bag of lures start in the morning. We're adding up a little change to it. We're going to have some bass in that bag this year because the St. Bernard has such a great amount of bass in there. And we're also going to add a sheephead just to mix it up. Catching a sheephead on artificial when you only have five artificials could be a nice little change up. I know there's a lot of them around in the winter, and I look forward to seeing what happens this year with this little twist.
Yeah, I think those are some real good positive changes, and it's called the Minimalist Challenge. You only get five baits, and you can check it out at bckfc.org, Bayou Coast website. Brandon, I understand the fat man in the red suit paid a visit to your home. There's something under the tree there you found, huh?
Yeah, the boys, you know, whenever they get to make those lists, fishing gear is definitely on it. So I got a couple of different rods under there. I think we might sneak out of the house and hit some of these rainbow trout that have been stocked here in town, which is always a fun little treat to do here in the South when the city stocks them up and you get to go out and catch a few. Pretty fun little, you know, change of fish species to catch. The boys really like to do it, and I like to do it as well. My youngest son has a crappie rod that's a perfect kind of really light setup for these rainbow trout, so definitely going to put that to use. Older son has a bait caster under the rod under the tree, so he's adding to his stock of bass fishing arsenal. You know, all these high school kids, they like to pursue the kayak or the bass fishing club stuff that's going on with the high school. So hopefully, you know, he's a freshman. I'm sure he's going to start getting more and more into bass fishing as the high school world right here with fishing is so concentrated on bass fishing. So he has a lot of friends that do that. He's really looking forward to learning that as well. Growing up as a saltwater fisherman, it's a new little area for him to explore.
Great. Now, rainbow trout, we did a Bayou Wild TV episode right after they had stocked them over at the Breck Park there in Baton Rouge, and they had people with all kind of arsenals. Some of them were using corn. Sarah Giles came out. She caught a couple on a fly rod. Those MEP spinners work. What do you like to throw for the rainbow trout? What's been your go-to bait?
We usually use that kind of power bait dough stuff, but I definitely like to bring out the fly rod, and, you know, we'll have a couple of rods with the bait that we use to catch a few. It's almost guaranteed if you use the little power bait, the kind of orangey kind of Play-Doh stuff, you put it on your hook and you just throw it out there and you just kind of, you know, put a little split shot with it and kind of work it back to the bank. I can usually catch them almost, you know, within a couple of minutes doing that. But catching them on the fly rod is really nice. You'll get some of those days out there where it's kind of overcast and you'll just see them coming up to the water and slurping whatever's on top. Those are the kind of days, especially if you have a lake that doesn't have a bunch of people, you know, ringing the whole sides of the lake. You'll have an area maybe that doesn't have a lot of people or pressure on it that you can really work that fly rod and catch a few that way. And that's definitely the highlight if you can get them like that.
You know, the most surprising thing about those rainbow trout, Brendan, was how quickly they bite. You know, they pull that truck up, they pull the plug, they open it up, and boom, the water pushes them all into the pond, and immediately they start feeding. You know, it's like people start catching them right away. There's no adjustment period and nothing, boy. They're ready to go when they hit the water.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't got to do it yet this year, and I know the boys are always looking forward to doing it, so got to get them before it gets too warm, and especially when they first put them in there, it's really like shooting fish in a barrel.
Well, enjoy your day out and your Christmas holidays, and we'll catch up with you after the first of the year. Thanks for your reports. We appreciate it.
All right, Don. Take care. Fishing's great out there, so great time to get at it.
Yes, it is. All right, Brendan Bayard, one of our two field reporters. Next week we'll have Eric Mahabarak doing his time slot. All right, we come back after this. This guy went a long way. He traveled a long way down here to Louisiana, only to become one of our bad boys of the outdoors. His story is next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, I got back-to-back text messages from some of our Alabama listeners. We got a Merry Christmas from Mobile, hoping your family, friends, listeners, and viewers have a great Christmas day. That's from our friend David Hubble of Hubble's Hearth. And then we also have Ed from Wilmer. He prefers the morning deer hunt. As one of our questions, do you prefer hunting deer morning or afternoon? Using our text message, 504-260-1870. I got to tell you, I just came back from Alabama yesterday afternoon, and you know, I was driving around, and I needed to get some red flagging tape, and actually Hunter Orange tape. And I stopped in a place in Robertsdale called Campbell's Hardware. First time I'd ever been in there. And in addition to having a lot of hardware stuff, you ought to see the sporting goods they got in this place. And I found more rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in that little store than Academy and Bass Pro has in Louisiana combined. I bought a case of shells that I needed badly. Campbell's Hardware in Robertsdale. If you need some ammunition, good place to stop. They're well stocked. All right, right after this quick 10-second pause, we're going to be back to tell you about our weekly Bad Boy of the Outdoors. We'll do it right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement agents Corporal Thomas Forehand and Senior Agent Shay Schecksnyder were on patrol in the Port Sulphur area. They stopped a Montana man with paying customers on board his vessel. The suspect did not possess the required U.S. Coast Guard captain's license nor the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries charter boat fishing guide license. Cited was Daniel Sullivan for failing to comply with the charter boat regulations, not having the guide license, and failing to present a U.S. Coast Guard license. If convicted, maximum penalties would include $1,900 in fines and 120 days in jail for 32-year-old Daniel Sullivan of Bozeman, Montana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, that's a long way to go to get in trouble, huh? Bozeman, Montana. I wonder if he was came from Montana and was taking Louisiana people fishing in Louisiana waters. Montana, great state. Hey, it's the home of the Yellowstone crew, after all. You know, can't say anything bad about Montana, but Daniel Sullivan got himself in a little trouble. All right, now next week at this time, we will be finalizing our baddest of the bad, you know, the last show of the year tradition, except when it falls on Christmas like today. We'll give you 4 or 5 to choose from, and you, the audience, will text in your vote for the one that you think was the baddest, the most egregious violator of some of our outdoor laws, and we'll make that selection for 2021. We'll do that next week, so be sure you tuned in for that. All right, I got a couple more text messages coming in. Now, this is Big Mike in Bayou Liberty. He's a prankster. he put some goat droppings on his cousin's sidewalk, and he's got those sassy kids fooled. They're going to think the reindeer stopped to use the restroom. Ho, 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 kids. That's from Big Mike in Bayou Liberty. Oh, my only warning to you on that, Mike, is be careful you don't get those goat droppings close to the raisinettes. That could be disastrous. All right, got more text messages and more fishing reports. Let's see if we can get a hold of Ryan Lambert on a Christmas morning and find out what he's doing. He's our plastic man, and hopefully we'll get a hold of him right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we call him the plastic man. He loves to throw plastic and feed it to fish. Today it's Christmas. Let's find out what Captain Ryan Lambert is doing. Ryan, you got a house full of people. I guess Santa had a big load to drop off there, huh?
Did you see it? I had to put it on Instagram and Facebook. I'm talking about it goes on for like 20 yards. It's incredible. I've been away too long. They spent all my money when I was going.
Lord, yeah, had to bring what they call a tandem sleigh to your place. Well, it's good that y'all all together.
We have three families living at my house, too, from the hurricane. So that, and plus all the ones that came in last night, we got a house full of folks, boy. It'll be a good Christmas. So it looks like the river's going to stay low, buddy. It's still way into January, and the fishing is off the charts. Specs, reds, bulls, whatever you want, sheep, heads, it doesn't matter. It's special right now. And, you know, the duck, the first 4 days were great, and then I had the guys next to me brought the airboats in for 3 days and just totally pushed all the ducks out into the Gulf. You know, as long as you don't pressure them too much, they'll stay. But, boy, you bring them airboats in and it's over. Kind of messed it up for a little bit. So maybe they'll go down the river after this and we'll start whacking them again pretty good. But it's been pretty good thus far.
Yeah, good. Well, you've been, you're always consistent pretty much down there, mouth of the river. It's a place where ducks are going to be when there's no other places that hold ducks, and unless you run them out with an airboat. That's one of the factors. And, in fact, I'm going to have three unbiased biologists are going to come on after the duck season, and they're not beholden to any organization, no government agency, and just give a good, honest discussion of what's going on with the waterfowl population. Should be very interesting. But glad y'all doing some good down there. And, man, I tell you, this warm weather, man, we got more of it coming for a while, and it's dry and it's nice. And I don't know, this might be one of the nicest late winters or early winters, whatever you want to call it, that we've had in a while.
You know, ironically, it's the only time I ever remember it being like this is the year after Katrina. So I have no idea if the weather pattern has something to do with a massive hurricane coming through like that and then a dry spell, because we were fishing in the river till February after Katrina. Mm-hmm. And that's the last time I remember that.
It might, lead you to believe that maybe it sucks some of that negative energy out of here when those big storms come through so close like that. Who knows? But, it's enjoy it while you got it, that's for sure. So when are you guys going to get back and reopen the doors and get the Cajun Fishing Adventures rocking and rolling again for casting and blasting?
Tomorrow? Yeah, there's no grass
there's not
growing
much
under
rest.
These feet.
No, there's
no,
not
tomorrow,
much rest.
And I'm going back to Noliasi, and it's 90 degrees. Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to be trying to quail hunt in 90-degree weather. That's pretty tough. And the duck hunting stuff when it's 90 degrees as well. Yeah, I will, buddy. Then I come back, yes, and then the season will be closed here for a little bit, so I'll be fishing hard. I'll be fly fishing and going to hit those trout. I can't wait to go. There's some nice trout down the river. So I'm going to go hit them, and then the season starts back on the 10th, and a lot of negative tides, but we're gonna figure it out, and we're gonna finish the season. It's been great.
It's been a long time since we had a three split, and the West Zone has a three split season. How do you feel about that? Is it giving those ducks that little rest a week in between? Does that help?
I don't know, buddy. It takes some pressure off of them, and you get a new start. But it's got to be in conjunction with the tides. I mean, you just can't have it closed on the good water and then open it with no water. I mean, it doesn't matter if you can hunt them or not. You can't get to them. So we're just going to have to get everything in sync. You know, we just have to educate our commission and try to get it right. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's very, very simple. You can see it from now to the end of time. Let's get together with the sportsmen and the politicians and get it right for our state. Pretty simple stuff, huh?
Yep. So, well, Ryan, I got to tell you, Timmy Trahan wanted to say hello to you, and unfortunately you couldn't make the woodcock hunt. We had a great one. And I don't know whether, you know, that's about as dry as I've seen it down there during the woodcock season, and maybe that's got something to do with it. But we pushed about 37 birds, and all four of us got 11 of three each. We had 12, and the dogs worked good. Only had one cottonmouth, and Dean took care. He dispatched the cottonmouth. But other than that, it was a great hunt. And I think this is going to be a good woodcock season. We need a few more cold fronts to come through and push them down. But, I mean, wow, they really loaded up, and we really haven't had that much cold weather.
I'm surprised. And the only thing I can figure is it's so dry up north that they can't feed.
So
they had much because we hadn't had any weather to bring them down. Usually it's got to get really cold and freeze the ground. But maybe it's so dry up there that they had to come down so they could get to the worms.
Could be. You know, whatever it is.
That's another thing. Only the good Lord knows, brother.
I'm glad to have him, and we had a lot of fun shooting, and we missed you, and we'll try to get you down there before the season ends. You know, it's short season. Everything else is going on, Christmas, New Year, holidays, and duck and deer, and sometimes it's just you can't do it all, even though we try.
I know, buddy. Oh, here comes the herd. They're coming to look at their presents already this morning, my buddy. They got their eyes oh, my God.
Well, go join them, and y'all enjoy the day off, and we'll catch up with
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas,
New Year's.
Brother. Merry Christmas to all our listeners.
And so you and all your family, thank you so much for chatting with us. We appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
All right, there he goes, underneath the Christmas tree with the family. A lot of you are doing the same thing. It's a ritual that is being shared all across the world this morning. All right, we come back after this. It's time to wrap it up and get to your final text messages, those of you sending in some Merry Christmases and Happy New Year's and some deer reports. We'll be back right after this. It's the Christmas edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, hopefully I can get as many of these texts in as we can. Thank you for texting in. We got this one from Homer. He prefers the morning, or she prefers the morning hunting for deer. 14 years hunting in area, 3 10 points, 2 9s, and 17 8 points. Wow, that is impressive. Merry Christmas, and they will be hunting for a couple hours today. And I guess we'll give him the name, give himself the name, the Urban Deer Hunter. 25 minutes from home to the stand on the pipeline I hunt. Contact for a sit at your convenience. There's an invitation. I may take you up on that. One of four of my target bucks this year. Well, good luck to you. Maybe you'll get it on this Christmas Day. All right, when we have, when you said you're going to have a live show, I knew I was going to get up early and listen. That's from one of our Mississippi listeners. And we have a Merry Christmas and Happy Hunting from daughter number one. That is Cherie listening to us over in Woodsboro, Texas. And a lot of you know Cherie. You hear her on this program as a very competent co-host. All right, here's a question. Do you fish with a spinning reel for trout and reds? If you do, what is your favorite? Well, my favorite is the Shimano Stella. That would have to be my favorite. That's coincidental because that Stella was a gift to me from a good friend, Dutch Prager, who is listening to the program and wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. And to you and Jane, Dutch, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you, too. Someone wants to know how's fishing at the train trestles at the lake. It has been pretty good, especially on mixed catches. Just ask Kenny Krieger. In fact, you're going to hear and meet Kenny Krieger if you come to Southside Cafe in Slidell this Monday from 4 to 6. The Bayou Wild crew, Martha Spencer, Chris LeCocq, myself will be there. And we're going to be doing an interview with Kenny Krieger. Kenny is the number two. Some people say arguably the number one state speckled trout record holder. And he caught that fish on a Super Bowl Sunday, not about this time of the year. And we'll get Kenny to relive that for you. In fact, we're going to rerun that episode that we did with him on Bayou Wild TV. It was very popular. All right, here's one that says, all right, Don, all them Galatas, they got Pichon in them. Don't let them fool you. The Pichons and the Galatas, yep, long-standing names in historic Bayou Liberty area, that's for sure. Some great people, too, some good outdoorsmen in both of those families, I can tell you that. All right, also, let's see what else we got to tell you about. Oh, yeah, next week. Don't forget, it's the Baddest of the Bad competition. We'll be announcing them. I don't know if we're going to have four or five. We're going to try to narrow it down, make it easy for you. We'll tell you their stories. These were reported to you during the year 2021, and you select which one you think is the most egregious. You know, we might have to have one of the century at some point because, boy, I tell you, some of these are pretty rough. And we'll pass those along to you, and you can vote by way of our text message board. And that text message is 504-260-1870, and we love to hear from our listeners each and every Saturday morning. Don't forget about the Hunter for the Hungry program. We told you about that. If you can donate wild game, if you've got enough of it and you want to share it with the needy, you can contact a local processor. Go to Hunt for the Hungry on their website, their Facebook page. All of those places are listed, and you can make that donation. Also, if you want to get involved with trying to solve this duck crisis that I call it here in Louisiana, be tuned in. I'm lining up some biologists, some people that are trustworthy. They aren't beholding. They don't have vested interests. They're not biased. And talk about just plain facts. I consider myself a realist, and the duck population, the migration pattern in not just Louisiana but the South is in jeopardy, and it's a wonderful sport. And well, maybe there's some things we can do to help get that turned around, and these folks can help solve it. We'll do that probably in one of the early February shows after the duck season's over, when we can get most of the duck hunters to stay with us. We'll probably dedicate about a 30-minute segment to doing that. All right, so that's going to kind of wrap it up. It's time to say goodbye and say goodbye on our last show for 2021. Got a whole new 52 of them coming up, though, in 2022. And thanks to all of you for all of your greetings and happy holidays and Merry Christmases, your texts, your phone calls, your Facebook posts, your emails, your smoke signals, however you got them to me and the listeners and the family. We really appreciate it, and right back to you. Hopefully this will be one of your happiest Christmases. Forget all the politics. Just get together with some friends, your family, the people you love, and do the things you love doing. And you'll have one of the merriest Christmases and Happy New Year's possible. We'll see you next New Year's Day, 5 a.m. We start dark and early. It'll be our New Year's edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. From Doug Christian, our producer, and me, Don Dubuque, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.